Our very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to today's edition of Marriage Beyond the Vows. Here at the tail end of 2014, we welcome you. Today we're going to be talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. Are you in need of a fresh start? Or even a new beginning in your relationship? Well, today's the day to talk about it. Feel free to call Marcos and he can help guide you through whatever issues you may be having. So just give us a call at 855-454-5905. I'm Tiffany Bacon. I'm your co-host and here's your host with the most, Mr. Marcos Mercado. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, Tiffany. Of course, good morning to all our friends who are listening to us right now. We definitely welcome you to our program. We are so grateful that you decided to join us this morning. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father and God, thank you so much for your love, your mercy, your compassion, and thank you for fresh starts, God, for new beginnings. I do pray that you'll be with us in a great and powerful way, Father, that we can encourage and inspire so many who are listening and those who have the courage to pick up the phone and call and get in on the conversation as well, Father. I do pray for much healing, much encouragement, and much inspiration today, Father. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Yes. You know, we are talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. And, you know, there are different ways to look at it, right? You look at the year and you can have a lot of regret and you can say, oh, man, 2014, you know, it was a horrible year. Or, hey, I have some things to be grateful for, but I'm grateful for a new year. You know, we never know what the future is going to bring, what God has in mind. But we do know that it's great to leave things behind. Mm-hmm. That's one of the beauties, I believe, of having a fresh start and a new beginning. So I want to take us to our theme scripture, which comes from Philippians chapter 3, beginning in verse 12. And it says, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. You know, Paul is actually writing this from prison, and he's like, listen, not that I've taken hold of it, but one thing I do, you know, if you don't remember anything else, is forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I think sometimes what the devil and Satan himself does so well is he allows us to be trapped and be prisoners of our past. Mm-hmm. A past relationship that failed, and we bring it to the new one. You know, a past disappointment, a past hurt, you know, even with our own sin, our own past sin can really creep up and follow us. And the Bible says here, you know, let's forget what's behind us. Now, we're not saying don't deal with things. You know, we're not saying, okay, right now you're struggling, your marriage, just walk away, forget it. That's not what we're saying. Yeah. But I think too many times we take unnecessary baggage with us when it comes to our relationships, our marriage. So we want to hear from you. We want to have some amazing conversation. Like Tiffany mentioned, this is the tail end of 2014. But instead of looking at all the bad from 2014 or even before then, let's see what the future will bring. What are we planning for 2015 with fresh starts and new beginnings? Give us a call.
And the number is 855-454-5905.
All right. And I know our producer, Larry, who will be taking your calls. When you call in, he'll be answering. Make sure a couple of things. Number one, make sure you are ready and clearly willing to have a discussion on what we're talking about, our topic, which is fresh starts and new beginnings. We ask that you please make sure that you're in a secure area where you're not driving, or if you are driving, that you pull over, that you're not using a Bluetooth device, although they're great. Really, it doesn't work that well for us because we get a lot of feedback and unnecessary noise. But we absolutely want to hear from you. If you also want to join us, we invite you to visit us on our Facebook page. You can go to Facebook.com/BeyondTheVows. And I believe we have our first caller of the day.
Yes, we have Erica calling in from Philadelphia on line one. Erica, good morning. You're live on the air.
Hi, good morning, Tiffany. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Hi, Marcus. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So, Erica, what's your comment or question for us today?
Well, yeah, I wanted to make a statement and a question. I know the last time that you and I talked, I had finally left the relationship.
Okay.
You know, it was toxic, you know, it was addiction. And since then, my qualifier is, you know, clean and sober today. Mm-hmm. He's actually got a job and he's doing very well. So I have really moved forward. So I changed my phone number, mm-hmm. and then I get an email from him, I believe a couple of days before Christmas.
Okay.
And it kind of set me, it set me back emotionally. And I don't really know what to do with the feelings that I'm feeling. I don't know. I prayed about it. And, you know, of course, you know, I tried not to respond, but I wound up responding, and I don't know. It's emotionally, it's not good.
Okay, well let's talk about a few things. Number one, Erica, thank you again for following up and calling us back and, you know, kind of giving us an update. It is helpful to know that you did take the advice, you took the necessary steps. So you were in this relationship, and obviously it was toxic, like you mentioned, addiction and everything. How long has it been since you left?
July.
All right, so July. Just,
I would say really left probably August.
All right, so since August, and now it's almost the end of December, so a good solid 5 months you've been apart, correct?
Yes.
And you changed your number, you didn't have any contact with him. How were you feeling before that, before you got the email, before Christmas?
Well, before that, I mean, he's always on my mind. And when I changed my number, I felt like I was doing it to punish him.
Okay.
And I was.
Okay, so you're in almost, it's almost like, look, good for you. You're losing me, but you're inside, you're suffering. You obviously still have love. You still
yes.
care about him. So how did you find out when he mentioned to you that he's been clean and sober?
Well, in July, he left Philadelphia and went back to Baltimore.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, I talked to him, you know, when he left. And then in August, I was just like, I actually went down here, and I just decided that I really needed to cut it off. Mm-hmm. So then I, you know, we would probably talk maybe periodically, but we haven't seen each other in 5 months, and we really just talked to each other maybe three times
okay.
out of that 5 months.
Okay. So.
So I am suffering. I really am suffering.
Okay, so you, it sounds like you want to be with him. And this
I
is
do.
What I tell people, Erica. I think sometimes it's not that the person is not good for us, it's the timing. Now, I don't know. I don't know the whole situation. You mentioned it's toxic. I'm trying to remember it, but I know this much. A lot of
times.
Well,
remember, I was going to Al-Anon. Well, I still go to Al-Anon. I've been in Al-Anon since June
okay.
of 2012. So I am the one who went to, you know, goes to Al-Anon and the fellowship and stuff like that, and found out a lot of stuff about myself that I need to recover from.
All right, so I remember. I'm starting to remember a little bit. You mentioned and how, of course, that doesn't help having someone. You're trying to be sober, and you have someone that you have a relationship with that's totally living the opposite life, and that doesn't help, right? So
no, that didn't help. I'm trying to, you know, actually recover from the effects of alcoholism and, mm-hmm. You know, from childhood and
of course.
Also from him as well. So,
yeah, and
he was
still
drinking,
still
but
in that situation.
Now he's not drinking. Not saying that he doesn't still have some of the behaviors. That's why I really chose to continue to leave,
mm-hmm.
because he still has some of the behaviors.
All right. I'm going to say a couple of things, Erica, and these are just, again, it's my opinion. And you know, you called us. I think number one, congratulations. I think you really are making some amazing strides. You're moving forward. I mean, our team scripture, we talk about that, right? Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. But I think the challenge is that, right? It's like when we move forward, it's so tempting to want to look back.
Yeah.
And the devil always makes the past look better than what it is. And I usually, you know, and I'm sure in your groups and their supports that you have, a lot of times they do encourage you to journal things.
Yes.
Because you go back, and I don't know if you have journaled, But sometimes you go back and you'll remember the good times, but you'll forget the really bad times and how you know you needed out. You needed to be away from this. So what I want to do, Erica, is I want to just ask you to hold a quick moment. We do need to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and I want to share something else with you. And again, please wait patiently.
I will.
All right. So, Erica, hold on the line. But if you are not yet on the line, we encourage you to give us a call. Today, we're talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. Are you in need of a fresh start in your life, in your relationship, or are you about to embark on one and you'd like to share? Please give us a call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.
Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praise. And a very good morning to you. Here we are on Marriage Beyond the Vows, talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. We'd love for you to participate in the conversation. If you're having an issue where you need a fresh start or a new beginning in your marriage, this is a good time to call in and have Marcos help you out. So reach out to us at 855-454-5905. We were in the midst of a conversation with Erica. We're going to rejoin that conversation now. Erica, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Erica, okay. Thank you so much for your patience. We really do appreciate it. All right, so for all those who are just tuning in, Erica called us right before the break, and she mentioned that she was in a very toxic relationship, obviously substance abuse, and she just knows that in her history, she needs to stay away from those kind of relationships. So she's sort of, I mean, for the most part, cut off the relationship, but emotionally, she's still very connected. And over the Christmas holiday, he contacted her by email, and she responded, and now she's, like, really torn. Is that correct, Erica?
That's correct.
All right, great. Well, a couple of things. I think I had mentioned to you as well, and I do want to commend you for really taking some strides to change, to take the input, to really change your life, you know, to make sure you're doing the right thing. But you had mentioned, you know, obviously the substance abuse. I guess, was it your boyfriend? It's not your husband, correct?
No, not my husband.
So your boyfriend.
For
5 years, right? So So you know that's been toxic. So you stayed away, and then you felt like you gave in, right? Now, I want you to know.
Yeah, I did.
Well, I want you to know, Erica, I think it depends how you view it, but if you made a vow, I don't know if you did, but if you made a vow that you were not going to contact them for X amount of time or whatever, and you broke that, then you should be concerned because you want to make sure you stick to that. So I want to just take a moment to speak to you about secondary boundaries. Do you know what secondary boundaries are?
No.
All right. So there are some things that the Bible is very clear about, right? Like the Bible doesn't say drinking is a sin, right? But getting drunk is.
Correct.
So for someone who struggles with drinking, let's say an alcoholic,
yes,
going to a bar is going to lead them to drink. Now,
right.
So going to a bar for an average person, it's not a sin. And if someone that could just have one drink, I mean, it's no big deal. But for someone who's an alcoholic, they should be nowhere near a bar. So
right.
A secondary boundary for them would be this. And you do this with accountability. So you don't just do this on your own. But you pick about maybe two or three people that you really trust, that love you, that they're going to hold you accountable. And you say, listen, I've made and I've come up with and I need help even before you come up with them. And I've made some decisions that there are some boundaries that I'm vowing not to break. For example, I will never go into a bar, no matter what, right? And
right.
The only way you would break that would be if one of the people on your list is okay with it. So that you kind of subject yourself to that. Now, as grown adults, you know, that's kind of, sometimes it's humbling. It could even be humiliating where, like, I'm asking an adult if I can do something. But let me give you an example. So you are with a bunch of family members and you end up going to a restaurant that has a bar. And now you're like, oh, no, I can't go because I said I'll never go into a bar, and I didn't even think about this. How many restaurants have bars? So does that mean I can't go to the restaurant now? But instead of just breaking it and making your own decision, you call up one of your accountability partners and you say, what do you think? And they'll, you kind of walk through the scenario and they're like, so who's with you? X, Y, and Z, you know, my mom is here. Is it really going to be a temptation? And if your attitude is like, yeah, you know, it's I'm going to feel uncomfortable, then they're like, so don't do it. You're like, but what's my family going to think? It's like, listen, your sobriety is more important than what your family thinks, and they should support you. Or they might say, you know what, in this case, I mean, is it possible to sit at the other end of the restaurant where it's really not a temptation? But you don't make that decision on your own anymore. You really allow your accountability partners to help you to make that decision. And if they say no, then it's no. And that's, again, that's humiliating sometimes. You know, you could be a grown adult. You're like, why is someone telling me what to do? But because you value your sobriety and you the vow you made so much that you subject yourself to that. So you understand that's where the secondary boundary is. It's like a guardrail. It's not, you're not going over the cliff, but it's that next step that if you break that guardrail, you're closer to the cliff and you don't want to get even close to it. So in your case, I don't know how you made this decision, but if you made a decision to cut off this relationship, then did you set certain boundaries? For example, did you say, hey, I am not going to communicate with him? And then you did, because now you're going back on your word. Now, it may make more sense for you to get with some people that really, you know, love you and you trust and come up with some boundaries saying, listen, you know, it's only been 5 months. I told myself that I won't talk to him for 6 months. So this is too early. Or, you know, there are other things that you could also do. And this is the scripture I want to share with you. You ready for this, Erica?
Yeah.
The Bible says in Matthew 5, and these are the words of Jesus. You know, some people say that when it's in red, you really got to make sure you pay attention, right? But it's the words of Jesus. And he says in Matthew 5:27, you have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. So Jesus is saying that we need to be radical about change, that it's not gradual. And so in this case, it might not even be so much the relationship, but certain things in the relationship. And this is where you must sit with someone and get help and say, okay, what was it about this relationship? Because even if you start, let's say you just miss him and you want to start as a friendship, on the friendship level. Well, what does that mean? Is he going to say, hey, I'm coming over? What are your boundaries? No coming over. Or listen, we're only going to talk once a week. Or, you know, we're going to take it slow. Like, and you got to have your boundaries very clear. And if any of those things are broken, then you're like, hey, we can't do this. If he's only getting, you know, trying to get clean and sober so that he could be back in your life, and then he goes back to his old ways, then what are your boundaries to say, no, this is conditional. My sobriety is so important. My lifestyle, I want to make sure I'm living right. I can't be with someone who is living in this destructive, toxic, you know, lifestyle. So you're going to have to really sit down and come up with some secondary boundaries. And then do whatever it takes not to break those.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that definitely makes sense, because when you talk about accountability partner, I have several. One of the things that I didn't do is I didn't actually reach out to my sponsor. I just basically was trying to handle it on my own. And I know that wasn't good. And then I did talk to a friend of mine, a girlfriend, and she asked me, well, what is that going to serve you? How is that going to serve you? And I knew. And then days went by, and I finally, just emailed back.
Wow.
So, again, I got to do the work. I got to, like you say, I got to look and see what's going on and why I made that decision, and also continue to play those secondary boundaries. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for the most part, I have, in terms of, he might have asked me something and I say no. And it wasn't like come over or anything like that, but he was talking about, you know, moving back and let's making it official. And I'm like, no, you're not getting married. We need to do other things because there's too many unresolved issues. And he did bring up the unresolved issue. He did say it's a lot of them, and he has a lot to say, but he doesn't know how I'm going to take it or react. So I just, this morning, I just was like, I don't want to be friends. I think I just need to continue to move forward and start all over again because it is a womb that I allowed to take over, and I don't want to have a commitment to suffering. I don't want to suffer. I've been doing good. I mean, even in my little lonely night, I've been able to deal with it, but that's because there wasn't any contact, and I didn't prepare for that. I didn't prepare for it. Well, what if he contacts me?
Let me just interject, Erica. I believe the part you went the most wrong, and I want to give you some little bit of homework for you to study on your own, and it's from Acts chapter 5. It's being honest with yourself. Because you're like, hey, I'm fine. But deep down inside, you know. And you got to be able to ask yourself. You got to be honest with yourself. And the reason I give you that scripture in Acts 5 is because there's a couple, they both ended up dead because they weren't honest. They were trying to look a certain way. And sometimes we want to be stronger than we would admit. And it's easier to say, listen, I'm really struggling. It would have been better for you to call one of your accountability partners and say, oh, my goodness, this is so tempting. I want to call them back. I feel this way. But I know what's right. Can you help me? What do you think? Instead of after the fact. But again, I think you're making some great strides. But look, take this to heart. Read that scripture. We're going to continue on. I know we do want to get to some other callers. But
okay.
I do want to thank you, Erica. I really do. And we're praying for you. Give us another update very soon.
Okay.
All right, Erica.
All right. Thanks,
good, good
guys.
Stuff. We want to hear good stuff. But keep it going.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you didn't let them back in, though. I'm so glad.
No.
All right, Erica.
All right.
Happy New Year to
take
you.
Take care.
Okay, take care.
Right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. If you're just tuning in, it's Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. We're talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. Feel free to give us a call if you are having an issue in your marriage and you're looking for a fresh start or a new beginning. 855-454-5905.
You know, we also want to invite you to visit us on Facebook. If you've not done this already, tell your friends and your family members. Go to facebook.com/beyondthevows. Or you can go to facebook.com and just search for Marriage Beyond the Vows. And some of the things that we've posted there, like, for example, we just got off the phone with Erica and we're saying, listen, I gave her some input on how to stay away from a toxic relationship. But we want to hear from you, too. What do you think? What do you think about the advice that I gave? I'm Marcos Mercado, and I gave her some advice. Some of it is from the Bible, and other things I said, listen, this is what you got to do. It's not necessarily from the Bible. It might be a biblical perspective, but, you know, what do you think? You know, and we want to get in the conversation. Maybe you've been in her very shoes, and you got out of that situation, and you knew what it took, and you want to give her some encouragement as well, as well as some prayer requests. This is a great opportunity. Or maybe just some great wishes. You want to share something encouraging with us or with others, you know, who are on Facebook. We've got thousands of folks that are on our Facebook page, and we invite you to be one of them. So when you get to our Facebook page, we ask you to hit the like button and get in on the conversation. We also invite you to visit our website, which is praisephilly.com. And look for me, Marcos Mercado. You could also look for Tiffany Bacon, and you can send us some regards and comments, especially as we go into the new year. Something else, as we're getting ready for our next caller here, I believe Larry's just helping cue it up here for us. Tiffany, I was going to say, you know, this is an interesting time of year, right, where people, we just finished Christmas, and people are wondering, you know, okay, what's next? You know, New Year's is right around the corner, and a lot of people are focusing maybe on the New Year's celebration. But how do we best prepare for the new year, for 2015?
Oh, interesting, because I actually put together 12 steps to prepare.
12 steps.
Yeah, I'm giving myself 12 steps to prepare for a brand new year. And each step is a way of kind of resolving things for the year that we're in. Because my nana used to always say, baby, don't carry the junk from 1 year into the next year.
I like that.
And
I don't know about the baby part, but I got you.
Funny. Yeah, so she used to always say that. And I took heed for many years. And I felt the difference when, say, I didn't do the cleaning. And cleaning is really like getting rid of all of the junk, emotional junk, actual physical junk. So if you have stuff that you have not used for a whole year,
you're talking
sitting
about
in
just
your
physical
corner,
stuff.
Physical
yeah.
and emotional.
If you haven't used it all year, right? Why do you have it?
Yeah. So it's time to give it away. Donate it. You know, that feel it makes you feel good. It also frees up space for you to acquire new things. Same thing for your emotional stuff. If there's a conversation that you have not had with someone that you love or care about, in the next couple of days before the new year rings, take a moment to actually make that call or go visit them and have the conversation. Why carry old stuff over into a new year? So this is a good time to just kind of clear your mind of a lot of things. So
maybe we'll go ahead and post those.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome. Post the 12 steps. Tiffany's 12 steps.
To prepare for a new year.
Prepare for the new year. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. So let's continue on here with our phone calls, I believe.
Yeah, we have Larry, who is our awesome producer. He's going to, when he picks up the phone, by the way, you know, just do us a favor. Don't tell him your whole story. He's just going to ask you for a couple of quick things so that we know who we're talking to.
Should they say Larry or should they just say Larry? Like, hey, Larry.
I think Larry will appreciate just the regular old Larry.
Larry Fowler is good.
Exactly. So definitely give us a call at 855-454-5905. So let's go to Donna. Huh?
Line two.
Okay. We have Donna calling in on line two. Donna, good morning. You're live on the air.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Good morning, Donna.
We're doing
great. So I listen to you guys all the time, but I noticed that you were talking about a fresh start, and I wanted some advice on how to get a fresh start in, you know, not even in 2015, just today, a fresh start.
Okay. Well, that's good. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself, Donna. Like, are you married, single?
I am married. I've been married for almost 15 years. I love my wonderful husband. He is so awesome. But I need to, I want to ask you guys some questions because I really want a fresh start.
Okay.
Okay, so me and my husband, like I said, we've been married for almost 15 years, but we have not been intimate for about 8 years. And when I say that, I mean we have not done anything sexually. Can I say that on the air?
Sure, you can. We do advise, and just let me take a brief moment. If there are adults who have little ones in the room, we advise you know, make sure that your kids don't hear this. Usually people know, but absolutely. So question for you, Donna. I know you have some questions. All right, so why? For 8 years, that's a big one.
Well, I know, you know, my husband was a little ill. You know, he was a little ill, but he was getting better. And I just feel like... you know, he was getting better, he was doing really well. And we're young, you know, we're fairly young. We're only 39. Mm-hmm. And that's young to me. And
that
for
is
us
young.
Not to be, that is very young. So I talk to my husband, and he gets a little upset about it because I guess, you know, he has men problems. I don't know. But I just want to talk about it because I love him. We're young. We do have children. But I want to fix the problem. I love him. Sometimes I feel like he doesn't love me, but I know he loves me.
Okay.
But I just want to know, you know, we pray together. We're Christians. We pray together. It's just I don't know what I'm missing or what I'm not giving him or I don't know. I just need some advice today.
All right. Well, Donna, a few things. So is there a medical reason for the lack of intimacy?
Yes. Yes.
Has that been addressed? Has he been to the doctor? Is he better or is he not able to function? Is that part of it?
He has been to the doctor. And I just, he doesn't really open up about it. You know, I guess he's a little embarrassed about it, but he really doesn't open up about it. But I must admit that I'm a little frustrated.
Probably a lot more than a little frustrated. All right. So, And you know what? You know, being sexually frustrated is a real thing. And I think when you first said intimate, and I think, you know, we got to always redefine that because it's very different for men and for women, what they consider intimacy. And,
right.
and that goes into what I really wanted to talk about here. And that is the topic of sublimating. Do you know what it means to sublimate?
No.
All right. Sublimate, what it really means is if you're not able to function in one way, you find other ways. Like, let's just say, for example, your case is it's a little extreme with the time, but the physical is not so much extreme. But let's just say, God forbid, your husband was actually in a big accident and he just couldn't get out of bed.
Right.
And so he couldn't perform. And you're like, oh, my goodness, you know, what do I do now? Well, right. you know, without, you know, trying to be tasteful and without, you know, revealing too much information, you know, we're adults, we understand. There's still things that if someone couldn't get out of bed and couldn't function totally, there are things you can be creative with one another to satisfy each other's needs.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes you might get a little bit of input, but I think most adults can figure out, okay, what are some of the needs? And a lot of that comes with, I think the good thing is you are praying together. So it starts by prayer, but then just having some honest conversation and being very sensitive and
right.
patient about,
right.
okay, let's walk through this as a process. And of course, as a man, I mean, I can't even imagine, but a lot of
right.
men, their pride would get so much in the way that they don't even
right.
want to go there instead of saying, hey, let's work at this together and let's be patient. So in that case, like for you not to have any kind of contact is scary. And sometimes people think, all right, well, maybe you should just jump right back into it. You probably can't. So what do you do in the meantime? Like, it's a little weird right now, but people are into this cuddling stuff where they say they'll go somewhere and they just cuddle. I don't even want to go into that other than saying, listen, you're married. You can do whatever. I mean,
right.
that's your husband. And I don't know how slowly you've tried to get to that point where you can feel that intimacy and that fulfillment. But it might not be like, hey, we're just going away on our honeymoon and everything's back to normal.
Right.
It might be like, listen, let's go away. And it doesn't have to even be sexual, but let's try this. Can we
right.
can we go to bed with, mm-hmm. you know, our birthday suits on? You know, mm-hmm. can we... Could we just take, you know, a bath together? I mean, you know, again, I'm trying to be as tasteful as possible,
right.
but understanding that it might not have to go from 0 to 60, but
right.
it can grow. And it's like, honey, what is it going to take? Are you okay? Because I need this. I need for us to be in this. You know, 15 years, congratulations, that's great. But you don't
yeah.
want the last 8 years to be repeated and to have another
right.
8 years. And you're saying you are young. 39 is young. And, you know, before the blink of an eye, I mean, you know, you're turning 40, right? And then you'll be 50. Then before
right.
you know, you're 60. And it's like, if you don't do anything about it now,
right.
then it's not going to change. And so
right.
I believe, you know, scripture I gave earlier to a previous caller was Matthew 5 about adultery and cutting off.
Right.
You know, I think the another, you know, another great passage is right, like literally below that in verse 33 of Matthew 5. It says, again, I tell you that it was said to people long ago, do not break an oath, but keep the oaths you have made to the Lord. But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven or in God's throne or by earth, for it is the footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not swear on your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. So it's Jesus saying, listen, instead of all this fluff or trying to, you know, saying all these things, just keep your vow. And if you go back to the basics, right, the vow you made was to be committed and to fulfill all your needs as you possibly can, right, for better, for worse, for sickness and in health, you know, for richer, for poor. I mean, we know the vows. And just going back to that, saying, honey, we got to go back to the basics.
Right.
And that might mean going to therapy together.
Mm-hmm.
It might mean just having some good, honest conversations. If you can't, if you try to talk about this topic and he just shuts down or it turns into an argument, then saying, listen, we need to get some help. But you're
right.
both adults. You're mature enough, or you should be mature enough to say, listen, we need to get some an outside perspective here. And what you're going through is not so unique, except how you're handling it is unique. And so you want to make sure this could be such a victory for so many other people
right.
Going through similar issues.
And I do feel that way. You know, I've always asked the Lord, you know, before I even got married and met my husband, when I do get married, I do want my marriage to be a testimony for others And I shared that with my husband before we even got married. And we were, you know, whatever we go through, it's just, you know, we know it's for other people. And we can share this with others as we get older. Mm-hmm. So as we see young people getting married, we can tell them that they can make it. And I just want to make sure that we make it.
Yes.
You know, I just really want us to make it. And the last thing I just wanted to tell you, the last thing that my husband did say to me, it really did hurt me. But because I am a Christian woman and I'm trying to live all I can for God, he did tell me, he said, you know, that I should just go out in the street if, you know, that would make me happy. And I did tell him that that would not make me happy because I'm married to him. So I think it does a lot. It's affecting him a little bit more because he does have these medical issues. And I do want to talk to him about it and help him through that because I know that's not how he truly feels.
Well, you know what? There's a small red flag here, Donna. And I say small, and I don't mean to be sarcastic. I can't quite get the big picture, but I can tell you this much. It's obvious that he's not dealing with this in a healthy way. And
right.
for him to say that out of frustration, and I think you're trying to be protective. No, he's handling this very poorly. He's failing at this. And I think what happens when you fail? You know, I love the Bible because the Bible always talks about second chances. Even when we fail, it doesn't mean that was the final exam.
Right.
You know,
right.
the final exam is when we meet God face to face. Right. So we can still turn it around. And what yeah. I would encourage is, in your prayer and in your talking to him, he needs to seek out some more help. What do you do? If you have a child that's failing school, what do? You get a tutor for him, right?
Right,
you make
yes,
sure.
Yes.
I think it's not so different for us. We complicate things, but really, if your husband can't deal with this on his own, he has
right.
to get help, and
yes.
he's not. And I think
right.
your encouragement needs to be more than anything else. It's like, honey, you need to talk to someone. Honey, we need to work this out because that's not the answer. You going out, I mean, look, you're Christian. You're not going to do that. You love your husband. You want him. You don't want anyone else. And so that obviously is not the answer. But the way he's handling it is out of frustration. And just to say that, who knows, maybe it is out of insecurity. And like, but what are you going to gain? That's not what you're going to do. You want
right.
to make this marriage work. So
yeah.
really spurring him on and encouraging him, not being a nag, but saying, listen, honey, I really need for you to get some outside help.
Yes.
He needs
okay.
it emotionally more than any, maybe even more than the physical. Is the emotional
right.
at this point.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we thank
okay.
you, Donna.
Thank you so much. And just keep me in prayer.
Absolutely.
Keep us in prayer.
We really will, Donna. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Don't forget to reach out to us. We are talking about fresh starts and new
yeah.
beginnings. Reach out to us at 855-454-5905.
So, Tiffany, can you share just a couple of these steps and what led you to kind of come up with this, saying, hey, for myself, I don't want to carry in any baggage into the new year,
mm-hmm.
you know, out with the old, bring in the new,
yeah.
you know, I guess that scripture about, you know, you can't mix, you know, new wine and old wineskins, you know,
yes.
just sometimes it's just good to have this fresh beginning. Hey, I haven't even seen this list, so I'm curious.
Okay, well, one of the things that I put on the list that I did mention before, clean everything, clean your house, clean your car, clean anything that has accumulated dust or just junk. Because
you want to know, I got sorry to interject, but my mother-in-law from the Caribbean, they have this thing, I think it's kind of cool, but she's like, listen, you can't go into the New York with anything dirty, you clean
yep.
everything, even
yeah.
like no dirty underwear
yep.
and a hamper.
Wash your clothes,
wash
exactly.
everything, a brand new pair of underwear
yes.
for the new. I mean, and we laugh at it. I don't think we go that extreme, but we do, you know, not just a spring cleaning, but we do like to
mm-hmm.
have a clean slate. It's true.
Yeah.
And, you know, usually you have a little bit of extra time
mm-hmm.
During the holidays. Don't just sit around, watch a bunch of movies.
Right.
Use that time to clean as well.
Exactly.
And you can watch a movie with your family and do some
and still
cleaning.
Clean.
Like one of the things we did recently, about a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. we found a whole box of old pictures.
Oh, nice.
And I'm like, wow, you know, this is like when my daughter, who's a teenager now, when she was little,
aww.
You know, this is before, like, everything went digital.
Yeah,
now,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
my son has, my son's 10. Mm-hmm. Most of his life is on digital,
right.
you know, I would say, you know, ones and zeros
mm-hmm.
for his pictures. But my daughter actually had a bunch of, you know, old pictures that we
That's
actually
cool.
Had developed. So we were looking
oh,
through
cool.
it, and we're like, wow, we could do something with
yeah.
this. Maybe even focusing on getting it process to be digital. But anyway, I just had to interject about the Caribbean part, about having everything. And maybe it's not just Caribbean.
No,
but
it's definitely Southern, too, because my folks are from the South, and they definitely believe
throw
you clean
away the
everything.
Old dirty underwear. Get
exactly.
some new ones.
Exactly. New draws for the new year. All that. All
right. So that's number one. New
that's
draws.
That's number one.
No, it's just clean, right? It's
clean, clean, clean. The other thing on my list is called Create a 52 or Goal 12 list. So it's either Goal 52 or Goal 12. And the purpose of a Goal 52 or Goal 12 is that you come up with either 52 or 12 things you would like to accomplish in the new year. The reason for 52 or 12 is that you want to accomplish these things either one a week for 52 or one a month for 12. That way you stay on purpose. So if you decide for yourself at the end of 1 year what your new year is going to be about, what is your purpose in the next year? Is your next year about, I want to get rid of a bad habit, or I want to be a better this, I want to change my job, whatever it is, you set up a set of goals, either 52 goals if you're already in the habit of creating goals once for yourself and achieving them. Make a set of 52 things you'd like to do and do one thing each week.
Are they
in the
separate
new year.
Things? Is it like I'm going to read 52 books once a week?
It
or
could
is
be
it...
whatever.
Okay.
It could be random. The first time I did it, I did random things. And it was funny because I wasn't used to accomplishing a new goal every week. So it became overwhelming. And when I looked at my list at the end of the year, I actually did half of them. Which I thought was great.
26, not
considering
bad.
Considering I had never done that before.
That's cool.
And I didn't stick to every week like I planned. That's why I gave people an option of a goal 12. Because if you say once a month, I'm going to do something specifically for me, for my enrichment, or just, you know, to stay connected with whatever my purpose is, then you don't get lost in life.
Mm. All right. Let's pause for a minute. We do want to give you some more of these, but we want to encourage you to give us a call and go ahead and get in on the conversation. We're talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise, your inspiration station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and here with me is Tiffany Bacon, and we're talking about just fresh starts for and new beginnings for the new year, whether it's your relationship, your marriage, your past relationship, you know, even just your life in general. We want to have a conversation, and we invite you to visit us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/beyondthevows. And we're getting ready to post Tiffany's 12 things. I think we got to number two. So let's get to at least one more, take a break, take a phone call, and then we'll continue. And we'll give you all these before our show is over.
Not a problem. And I heard you mention, actually, number three on my list is something I heard you mention to one of the callers already this morning. Number three is buy a new journal. If you're not used to journaling, let me tell you firsthand how helpful it is to have a place to just dump your thoughts. Sometimes you don't have maybe that ear, that listening ear, the person who can fully understand everything you're going through. Maybe your spouse doesn't really get you like that, or there's some things you're just not ready to say to him or her at this time. Having a journal gives you a chance to release those thoughts, and it's also helpful later on when you read those journals to understand whatever patterns there are in you. So if you're just blindly writing, you're really writing your innermost thoughts and impulses even. And then later on you can read it and say, you know what I notice? Every winter I seem to be a little down. Maybe I should speak to a doctor about that.
Well, that's good. And let me say something. There was a time where I really tried to get into journaling, and it was cool to go back, but it's not natural for me, and I think a lot of men may relate to this. We usually don't do this, and we usually don't say, hey, we promote this, but there is a great app that's helped me, and it's called Day One. It's a Day One journal. And you could add a bunch of bells and whistles. I actually just use it. I believe I paid for it, like a certain amount of money. It wasn't a lot, a couple of dollars or a few dollars. But it reminds me, like you can set a reminder, like, hey, did you journal today?
Nice.
But what I love about it is it'll like automatically, if you have a smartphone, it's great for a smartphone, it'll automatically, you know, like put the time, date, the weather,
temperature,
you know, like was it a rainy day, was it this, and other known things about that day that you might not even write in your own journal, but then when you go back, it's like, wow, I remember that was a very rainy December Christmas when I wrote this, and it'll say, you know, 6 a.m. when I woke up, you know,
wow.
And so that's kind of cool,
detailing.
A cool feature. Yeah, you can set different reminders, you know, just to remind, hey, did you journal today or have you not done this? So,
very good.
But it's not overbearing. Like, I hate apps that, you know, you can't control.
Yeah.
This one
you
can control. So, again, so I think going with number three, you know, buy a journal or buy a journal app or something. But, you know, it could be a cheap notebook that you get. Just start writing some of these things. So I agree with Tiffany. You can go back. Mm-hmm. You know, you could absolutely, you know, just go back and do that and check out how you were feeling.
Right.
And make some connections. They're awesome. Awesome.
And then later on, share them with your spouse. You know, if you find you're having a hard time saying certain things, maybe that you start off by sharing a journal entry. Maybe that's a good way to break the ice if there's something you need to speak to him or her about. But in the meantime, we invite you to give us a call. We are talking about fresh starts and new beginnings. Reach out to us if you're having an issue with that, if you need a fresh start in your relationship or if you're embarking on one and you'd like to share. Feel free to reach out to Marcos at 855-454-5905.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a few calls in a few minutes. We know Larry is working hard on pulling that in. And also, we're going to be taking a break in a few minutes. Do we have time for a call before we go to break?
We do. We can start a call, we'll just, unfortunately, have to apologize and say, hey, we'll come right back. But at least we could introduce this next caller.
Absolutely. And when we do that, as you are also calling in, just have some patience with us because we do have a variety of people who are on the line. So we thank you so much for calling in. Just give us a few minutes before we get to you. We have Madeline calling in on line two. Madeline, good morning. You're live on the air.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Good.
We're doing great. Getting ready for a new year. So, Madeline, what is your comment or question for us today?
Okay. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, first of all. You guys do a wonderful job. It's really a God blessing.
Thank you.
Okay. I left the marriage 8 years ago, 7 years ago.
You left the marriage?
I left. Well, I didn't leave. I separated more or less.
Okay. Can you just explain that? Did you not leave the house? You just went to separate rooms, or you literally left the house?
Well, let's put it this way. He's in one part of the country. I'm in another part of the country.
Okay.
And that was for about 7 years ago. And it turns out that it's kind of spiritual because God used me when I separated.
Okay.
But before I separated, everything that you could imagine was terrible. I mean, the worst of the worst of marriages.
Wow.
Okay. So now it's time to deal with this now, and I need to know whether he has this. I know you talk about worldly sorrow and godly sorrow and all that,
security.
But I need to see certain changes.
Before.
And how do you go back to, this is adult, you know, question. How do you go back to letting him be intimate with you?
I hear it. Okay, so let's do this, Madeline. We are going to take a brief break. You know, again, we do apologize for that. But we'll be right back. We don't want you to go anywhere. And we'll talk about this. We'll talk about these real issues about, you know, kind of reconciling after a long separation and what that means spiritually and some steps you can take. And just to let you know, Madeline, you're not alone. There are a lot of couples that go through this. And I think it's very wise to start off on the right foot and say, let me get some input on how to do this. Because you've never done this before.
Yeah, I should divorce and then start.
No, let's talk. Let's talk. Just hold on, all right? We'll talk about whether you should divorce, how do you reconcile. But please, stay on the line. We'll be right back in just a couple of minutes.
All right. This is Marriage Beyond the Vows. We are going to continue with the call with Madeline in just a few minutes. But we invite you to call in if you're looking for a fresh start or a new beginning in your relationship and you're looking for advice. Marcos is here to help. Give him a call at 855-454-5905. Stay with us. Marriage Beyond the Vows continues after this.